Mr. Pellino.
Yes, hi.
Rebecca Wright from Campbell Live. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We just have a few questions for you about what's been going on in the election campaign.
We've been trying to get hold of you. Look, I have, I was just on holiday. I put my heart and soul into this campaign. Here, I'll take these off. I put my heart and soul in this campaign. And I thought, I was hoping to give the Auckland people an alternative. I put out a statement over a week and a half ago, and which was very comprehensive. And I'll repeat what I said.
We have some serious questions for you about your involvement and what is turning out to be rather unsavory political scandal.
Are you the relationship between Len and Bevan? I was unaware of it until after the story broke.
What were you doing for an hour and a half with her in your car on Sunday night, the day before the story broke?
She asked for it to be with me. She said, "John, can I see you?" And we were talking about the text that we all got and why we got this text. But I wrote this all in my statement.
For an hour and a half, you would like us to believe that you spent an hour and a half with a woman who went on to expose her affair with Len Brown the following day. You spent an hour and a half with her, and you want us to believe that you did not discuss the affair.
I had no idea of her affair. She never told us anything about the affair. I said that in my statement. I'm sorry. That's all I have to say.
And you want us to believe as well that Luigi Luigi, your right-hand man, was in cahoots with the son of your campaign manager about this, and you had no idea? Because it's implausible, Mr. Pellino, and it's very serious.
I only just recently saw the Facebook messages back and forth between them, and it was all about texts that apparently she was getting. And I said this in my statement.
Telling me that you had no idea that your right-hand man and the son of the manager of your campaign were plotting to try and take down your political rival.
No, I had no idea.
How implausible that sounds?
No, it doesn't. No, I'm sorry. I gave you everything in my statement, and that's the truth. Please read my statement.
We're saying we have further questions further to your statement.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do. You tried. You took 100,000 votes. Mr. Pellino, your campaign has been caught out doing some very dirty politics.
It's not true.
Luigi Luigi is responsible.
The poor guy, it's really a shame what's happened. It really is.
You feel sorry for Luigi Luigi?
No, it's not that I feel sorry for him, but there's a lot of lies in there.
He's been caught out pressurizing a 32-year-old woman sending naked pictures of a 32-year-old woman to a journalist. Do you think that's acceptable behavior?
If that happened, no, it's not acceptable. I don't know that
happened. This is the man that you're defending who worked on your campaign.
No, I'm not defending him. I'm just saying I don't know that that happened.
But he worked on your campaign. He was doing it for you, Mr. Pellino.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
No, I'm sorry. He's not.
So he's doing it for his own personal ends, sending naked photos of a 32-year-old to a
student. Of it, how is he doing it for me? I'm unaware of it, okay?
He's working on your campaign. It's not his own private enterprise.
I appreciate what you say. Really, I appreciate you having to do your job. I gave out a very comprehensive statement that explains what happened.
Why won't you sit down and answer proper questions in a sit-down interview and front up to the people of Auckland in person and talk about what your campaign has done?
I did. I gave a statement.
That is not fronting up in person.
I gave a very comprehensive statement, okay?
That is a one-sided affair.
This person was supposed to be a volunteer on my campaign. Why is she having an affair with the mayor while she's having being a volunteer on my campaign? Why don't you ask that question?
Everybody has asked that question, Mr. Pellino.